Hi, I'm Steve Lasker, a program manager on the Cloud Platform Tools team. In this video, I'm going to talk about and demo how you can consume modern connected services with Visual Studio 2015. So what are connected services? They're simply the evolution of the same services we've been consuming for years. They provide technical services your development team may choose, such as authentication, caching, and data. And they provide business services such as customer, workforce, and resource management the business likely chooses. The difference is the technologies are evolving at a rapid pace. While many are standardizing on variations of OData, REST, and OAuth, the implementations vary. Connecting to modern services requires several steps depending on the service. Many services require service configuration for each app just to consume the service, such as OAuth tokens and secrets. What's the URI for the service? Which client libraries will you need? What code do I need? Do I want? And any code added should be my code, not some generated code I can't touch. I like to say we're retiring MC Hammer with his can't touch this style coding. Yeah, I said we were retiring you. Go away. Go. And after you've consumed a service, if there was some magic configuration, what was done? What else do I need to do? What else do I need to know? Am I left to the World Wide Web just to find answers to the thing I just did? For our demo, I'll talk about one of our customers that uses TFS for their bug tracking. But they also use their business data in Salesforce to prioritize their bugs and features. We'll authenticate with Azure AD and Azure Storage for caching tokens and application insights for site usage and performance. By using the services together, the triage team can rely on real business data to prioritize their bugs. Yeah, I see you. It's fun. We ready to do the demo now? So here's our Landesk UI for our customer I was talking about. The UI is all set up. We just need to add the services behind it. The first service is our Salesforce service. And you might think to go to Old Faithful for add service reference. But I need to know the URI. The Salesforce service is a REST endpoint. There's no standard metadata format for REST, so this dialog can't do anything with it. If I go to manage NuGet, I can go find some libraries and find an SDK that I can code against. But I still have to do all the configuration myself, both server and project, as well as write the code. Nestled right here between the two is Add Connected Service. Here we see a curated list of providers. Each provider knows how to configure that specific service. And if you don't find the one you want, you can go out to the gallery and look for some more, such as our friends at Datalogix who are building a PDF service. We'll pick Salesforce, and the first thing we see is a unique configuration for the Salesforce specific service. We pick the design time authentication for creating the connected app, the runtime authentication for how users will log into Salesforce through this particular app. Because I chose web server flow, I can choose a custom branded login page. And then lastly, I can pick which objects I want to consume because I don't want all 500 objects. I just want the two I need. So now, using that design time authentication, we'll go out to Salesforce and create that OAuth connected app. We'll bring the consumer key and secret into WebConfig. We'll add NuGet libraries for the client SDK for consuming Salesforce. And we'll scaffold out just the code I need for this particular project. We don't want to generate all the code that every project needs. And then lastly, we'll open up some guidance docs for what you do next, what happened to my project, what, if anything, are required next steps, and what are the samples to get started with this? We don't want to put samples in your project because then you have to delete them as you get to know how to use this. We'll now add Visual Studio Online. This is one that's a sample that I'm building that I'll drill into more details at build. We'll launch that. We'll use our TFS handy dandy selector to go get our team project. We'll configure the runtime authentication, and we can name how we want this to appear in our project. It'll give us next steps for documentation, added our web config entries, and also generated a class, a model class for us that includes the serialization attributes and display names so I get nice clean property names. Now the next step, I want to lock down my site to only Landesk employees. I don't want to have to create yet another SQL database that I have to track where all these users are. I want to actually use AD that my company is set up for, and I'll lock down my app that way. So what we're doing here is going out to AD, configuring an AD app. That's how we manage permissions to various resources. We'll take that consumer key in secret and put it in web config. We'll scaffold out the code into the project for securing the app, providing a sign in and sign out method. And we will give you guidance docs for where to go from here. Lastly, I want to be able to see how my site is being used. What are the performance of the site? So I'm going to use Application Insights, and I'll add this as well. Now, we'll do the NuGet and config entries like we've been doing on the other providers, but what we can do with App Insights is put a place for our telemetry to go. We're going to log all this telemetry in the app, but it needs a place to go, and I don't want to have to go set that up as well. So here, App Insights, the App Insights Connected Service Provider, will create a component in your Visual Studio Online portal to track your telemetry and give you real-time visibility to it. So we've added a bunch of services. That was the hard part. Now we're just left with the fun part, to write code. That's easy. And if we have any questions, we have our Getting Started docs right here for picking up where we left off. That was a quick tour of what we have coming with Visual Studio 2015. You can find more information on connected services here, including info on the SDK for building your own connected service. I look forward to hearing from you and possibly seeing you at Build or Ignite.